It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing it all in a Ponzi scheme.
Ooh, yeah.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Or you can call us 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I be Davin Rosenblatt. That be Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe Curry be late. He'll be here soon.
He got caught up in some bullshit.
That's what he said. He got caught up in the bullshit. What was he doing out in the pasture?
I don't know, but he was rolling around it apparently for a while.
That will explain the odor.
We're going to need the hose.
Yes, we always need the hose. On the show, Craig Grant's BitConnect Ponzi scheme goes belly up.
Who the fuck?
And we'll interview security expert about his theories. On that, his name is Ice Tray. We'll talk with Ice Tray Normal about his theories about that, about the Ponzi scheme, what to look for in cryptocurrencies and red flags, all sorts of good stuff. We'll do comics in the news, a battle between Monique and Netflix, and another battle between an audience member and a comic, a battle royale.
Unbelievable.
It was quite the show.
Yeah. During the show.
Yes. Yes. And we'll do Ann Jackson. We didn't do Ann last week. I don't think. No, we didn't. We did Name That Orgasm last week.
Yeah, so. I don't think anybody's done Ann in a while.
I don't know that to be true at all. I have no idea. I would not make an assertion like that.
I just did, though.
You're a horrible human being.
Are you new?
Very. I'm just breaking out of my embryo.
Look at you. You're just like a fumbling little colt trying to figure out his stubbly legs.
When you crack open eggs, do you like notice like if they're like partly like the beginnings of like little chickens or anything?
If it has like a squiggle like holding on to the yolk or something, yeah, that really squicks me out.
Yeah, I don't notice. I just mix it all up. I'm not staring at the egg so much, but it freaks out like the wife where she's like, yeah, some of these were very developed. I had to separate them out. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, I don't like the looks of that. I mean, which...
What do you think it is?
I know what it is. And it's like, it's chicken fruit.
It's what?
I just made that up. Chicken fruit. It's not... anyway, no, it's stupid because I eat chicken, yum. I eat eggs, yum. And how did I think that it got from one to the other? I don't know. But
like she's like indignant.
I can't bear the stage in between either.
I guess, like, you know what? But I'm not. I'm like, all right, mix. I'm done with it. I'm not looking hard at it. I don't go, well, that's yellow and that's not. And what is that? I go, hey, it's all egg. Bam, done.
Do you find it hard to mix with your head in the sand and you can't see what you're doing?
No.
No.
That's why I'm ready to run for office.
Can't see what you're doing.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter.
No, I'm just not analyzing it. I'm like, well, this is an egg. I bought it. It came in a white shell. Now I mix it up, and that's the end of the process. I'm not looking to find things not to eat it, because then I would take it so far. You know what? It came out of a chicken's ass. Game's over. I don't even want. I need to wear gloves before I take the egg out.
That would be the problem. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if I've already decided I'm going to eat things coming out of another mammal's ass.
Or being the mammal.
Right. But, I mean, coming out of the ass.
Yeah.
Because I can eat around the ass. Like, if I eat chicken, I don't eat ass.
Well, I don't think technically, I have not looked this up yet, but I don't think that eggs come out of the actual anus.
They don't.
No, it's. I think that there's, you know, sort of like a chicken vagina that they come out of.
I don't know that. I mean, it would make sense.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's the same as our bodies. Like, only poop is supposed to come out of the ass.
You know, I don't know that either.
Yeah, but that's, yeah.
I mean, because we put things in the ass, and then I've seen along those same lines things pop out of
the
ass.
Oh, no, no, no. If you're gonna just, like, put things in, different things than poop are going to come out.
Right.
But what goes in must come in. But it's just like anything else. It's going to cut, like a human baby comes out of a vagina. So
yeah, but I'm not mixing that up for a cake.
God, no. Please, no. But no, that was supposed to be oil and egg and water. There was supposed to be no vagina juice in there.
Oh, that's my secret ingredient. It's love and vagina juice. Or love of vagina juice.
Oh, that's why guys love your cupcakes so much.
They do.
I know.
Very fragrant, my women. Cupcakes.
Well, I don't know about fragrant, but they definitely do have that certain je ne sais quoi.
They do. Yeah, you know what? It's true. I always just said, well, they come out of the chicken's ass. But you're probably right. There's probably another hole down there. Honestly, I've never been that close and intimate with a wild chicken.
I have never turned over a chicken to check these things for myself.
I mean, if I want to be stupid, oh, sure, it comes out because that's, you know, where you put the stuffing in is where the egg would come out. I mean, really, I am not farm material.
No, nor am I. I am strictly suburbs. Yeah, I'm not right. Street smart, and I don't know anything about farms.
Right. So, but I mean, what you say makes sense. But either way, if I'm eating something out of a chicken's vagina, game's over. I don't know that chicken.
What do you mean, game's over?
Well, I mean, like if I'm going to start thinking about these things.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, I don't think, okay, this is food.
Right.
Num, num, num. I'm not going, well, this looks like baby chicken. All right, so we'll put a little breading on that part of the egg and the rest of the move on. I'm not doing that. It's just because you can whip it all up.
But see, this is fascinating for me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I don't think this is fascinating for anybody.
No, I think people's objections for certain foods and not for others is really cultural and personal and also political.
Oh, when Joe and I were in Myrtle Beach, we stopped at a jerky store. Because we're jerks. Ha ha. Huddle, huddle, ho.
That was a foot race.
Yes, it most certainly was. But they had all sorts of jerkies. But they also had like...
That's not nice to call their customers. No.
But they also had like different flavored bugs.
What?
Yeah, like ranch flavored crickets. And
oh, Christ.
Right. And you're like scrunching up and you look like you're nauseated. Everything. But right. But that speaks to what you're saying, a cultural thing.
I know. Listen, I have seen those nature shows where people are shoving a juicy fat grub in their mouth and going,
I don't think those
numb.
Are really nature shows.
Or whatever. It's travel.
It's cooking and survival shows.
Yeah, travel, survival, any of those things. And they're going, oh, look at this. Big, tasty, fat grub to eat. And I'm like,
oh, tastes like chicken. Or go, ooh, it's kind of woody.
Woody.
That's what they say. It's woody.
That's woody.
It's woody.
They say that about mushrooms a lot. And I'm like.
Or sometimes they go, it kind of tastes like what it ate. Like where it lives, a lot of crap. You know?
Yeah.
But no, I'm not eating that. But who am I to judge?
No. I mean,
I look at those things and go, no. No.
No,
that's why I go to nice restaurants on vacation. No,
there's a Bourdain. Is that the guy?
Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, sure, he's one.
And
Andrew Zimmern.
Disgusting.
I've seen Andrew Zimmern go fishing. They will grab a live tuna. He will eat the still beating tuna heart.
Oh, God damn!
Yeah, I mean,
no.
These are.
No, you do not eat things while they're alive.
Andrew Bourdain, I think, got
horrible.
Sick by eating some type of wild animal's anus or something.
Oh, no, you don't say.
Yeah, and they go, oh, it's a delicacy. Is it? You know what's a delicacy? Chocolate. Chocolate's a delicacy.
Yes. I mean, certain, like, aged steak is a delicacy.
Is it really? Nah, it's old. It's old.
I know. It's old meat.
Yeah.
I know. There's things that people go, oh, that's... So I'll never get over that with... What movie was that where they were eating out of a monkey skull? And I was like,
oh, Temple of Doom.
Yeah. Ah,
you know what's overrated? The truffle. Overrated.
I don't believe I've ever had a truffle. When did you have an occasion to have one?
I'm a very fancy man.
Fancy man.
I most certainly. Oh. Now at some restaurants, actually some of the ones I book, but also other ones I've had truffle. It's okay, but I'll take your average everyday run-of-the-mill mushroom over a truffle.
Well, I've had truffle oil.
Not the same.
No, not the same.
Not the same.
Because that's good. It's whatever, okay. When they truffle things, like once or twice I've had truffled things and they were good.
Here's the thing about the truffle. They when you eat a truffle, the place where you're eating wants to tell you like, oh, on the market it costs such and such today.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, all right, well, do you have a portobello?
Yeah, I know. I was just saying to someone that I saw on television some ad for either a book or it was maybe it was, you know, some class that you can take on the internet or something that showed you how to grow. Well, first of all, how to determine which mushrooms are edible and which ones aren't. And well,
that's easy.
How do you know?
I go to the supermarket. It's real easy for me.
That's how I tell.
I don't see the struggle at all.
Yeah. Is it in Chinese food already? Cooked for me to take home?
Yeah.
It's edible.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it on a salad?
I don't struggle with these type of things.
No. And I saw, like, I have all these, like, as I know, it's the most boring hobby, but my gardening catalogs are starting to show up.
Oh, horticulturalist.
Yes. And hardly. I'm just the first part. I'm getting those catalogs already because they're trying to get you to spend your money before it's even time to plant shit.
Catalogs?
I get catalogs.
Because that's how you know it's a shitty fucking hobby if they still want you to get catalogs. Nobody has fucking catalogs anymore.
No, they send you catalogs and they show you all the different things you can buy.
They have the internet
order.
Now.
They have websites too.
When I was in the first grade in 1981, I used to go over to my friend's house and we were into stickers. And he would have catalogs for different scratch and stiff stickers.
Really?
That you could order. Yes.
Oh my
catalogs
God.
Catalogs for stickers. That was 1981. You know, on the Brady Bunch, they talked about ordering a sewing machine out of a catalog. We're
yes.
done with catalogs.
Joe's girl likes catalogs too.
Joe's girl's old. What do you want me to tell you?
How dare you, sir?
No, because nobody's doing catalogs anymore. It's an ancient fucking thing.
Well, they do have their uses.
What? And, to line the parakeet cage?
Well, and think about the.
So if somebody goes to you, I'm a catalog model, you go, oh, you're out of work.
No, obviously they come to my door, so I see you all the time. I actually...
That sucks for the company.
But you have to...
They have 10 catalogs, and you get one of them.
Listen, unless you're a farmer, who has time to garden? Old people. Old retired people.
That's interesting.
Who's getting the catalogs.
That's interesting. All right. Okay, you know what? But so, by the way, you just called Joe's girl old, too.
Well, I was talking about myself because I get the catalogs.
Right, but she
don't
was
I?
Just sticking up for catalogs.
Yeah, but she likes catalogs, but she didn't say for, like, you know,
you
gardening
just said,
stuff.
And,
who's all in gardening? Me. No,
who's reading a catalog?
Well, they're fun to
guys
see.
Aren't even jerking off to them anymore because of the internet.
I know. Then that's why we can look through them. The pages don't stick together.
Right. But I mean, like, that was the use of a catalog.
That was one use.
It was. But, oh, the Sears catalog came. Let me get this before Mom gets it. And you start looking at the bras. Yeah, that was a use for a Sears. And now, you know what? There's no more catalogs and there's no more Sears. But you know what there still is? Jerking off.
I wouldn't know.
I hear.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what? I got tons of them before Christmas. Tons of
catalogs. Nobody's getting tons of them. When were they dated? 1986?
I got clothes. I got food. I got...
Do you actually order shit from catalogs?
I do.
That's all they know. Oh, we got
one. And they
one.
Know. They
we got
know
one.
Me.
Let's send her everything because she'll be dead soon. She's obviously 95.
Well, Joe's girl has the... She gets it. It draws you to the website and then the site has stuff...
you know what else draws
you?
You know what else draws you to the website? Ads on your fucking social media. That's what real companies
do. But not all of them get you that way. They get you this way too, because the catalogs will have some stuff and it entices you. And they're like, "We have other colors on the catalog," so you go and you go, "Ooh, really?
We have other colors
of stuff." Like if there's a shirt, you know, and they'll go, "We have a whole bunch of other colors." And
honestly, I don't know anybody. Other than you now, that order shit from catalogs. Honestly.
Honest to God?
Honest to God.
Wow.
I don't. They don't come in the mail anymore?
Well, I look at the catalogs. I see if there's stuff looks like something I would want. And then I go to the website and I order there. But
yeah, you're cheating the catalog.
Well, I use my catalog number to get a discount.
You could do that on Retail Me Not.
I know, but I use both. I use both. I am the crossover.
You're the killer
generation.
Of trees.
No, I'm the crossover generation between catalog and internet. I'm in there. I'm just older enough than you that I still do old school stuff that you don't do anymore, youngster. But
I was around during catalogs.
I know.
I'm aware of what they are.
I know.
I just realized they're stupid.
They're not stupid.
Yes, because we have better shit now. There's no reason. First of all, the post office is fucking bankrupt. So we're wasting time sorting that shit out. You're wasting their time. And we're killing a bunch of trees. It's unnecessary. It's an unnecessary thing.
Well, it's not.
Unless you live in a region where they don't have internet, and there's still those regions.
There are places like that, but obviously they are getting my money. Because I just bought some clothes, and I got a voicemail from the store saying, so I could get the free shipping, that my order is at the store. So I'm going to go to the store, pick up my order, and I got...
Why couldn't they just send you an email? They usually ask for an email address.
I know. They probably... I don't know. I looked for an email from them, but they called me because it just came in.
Now, was it... Oh, well, if this was gardening stuff, they would have said, well, the horse comes... The stage comes in once a week. You got to come into the middle of town to go to the post office where the stagecoach will drop off the week's mail, and then you could have gotten your gardening catalogs.
You get a stagecoach?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're so lucky.
At that shitty... Oh, by that shitty fucking post office.
Oh.
By the way, my buddy, who works at one of the other post offices, because I went in there, I go, hey, just so you know, I went off on one of the branches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he listened to the show, and I was in the post office the other day. He goes, that was funny.
At least they know.
Yeah.
They know.
That was a good rant.
Oh, yeah, my dad was a postman. He would be, he is rolling over someplace.
Yes, well, but yes, but there was a time when we needed for gimbals. To let us know what they had. And we needed, and they would print out these things they call catalogs. And they would give them to gentlemen like your pa. And your pa would deliver them to people. And then we go, ooh, britches. I'm going to order me some britches. And the new seeds are out. Ma, let's grow basil this year. And then you would fill out your little thing. And you'd put up your little red flag. And then your dad would come skipping around the next day into town, you know, by your little house. And then he would deliver back to the post office, and it would get to Gimbals, and Gimbals would send you this shit, and there was a reason for your dad to be doing this.
Why
shit.
Why do you explain to me how, like, ordering things in mail works?
Because that's how it used to work.
Yeah, I know, and people understand that, but the thing is...
I don't think you do.
No, it's the same reason there's brick and mortars. Why are... What, you can't buy just everything on the internet. You gotta go try stuff.
Well, that's the reason why they're all closing, too.
Well, I know.
No, but here's the thing. Clothing is something I feel we will always need brick and mortar for.
Yeah.
Because you want to see how it fits.
Of course.
There is never going to be a time where I go, I need to see how this carrot seed fits into the soil. You know what? I'm going to trust who's ever packaging said carrot seeds. They're pretty much the same. Whether I go to the store or I get my seeds in the mail.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't need a catalog for that.
It really doesn't matter. It's just another way to get it, to view it.
They're killing what they're selling.
They're not selling the trees.
They're selling plant life.
They do sell trees. They do sell trees, but you don't make paper out of those trees.
How do you know? You don't know what those trees get sold. It's like fucking slaves. Once they leave market, you don't know what they're going to do. Are you going to be a house slave or a field slave? You don't know.
Holy shit.
What? It's the same thing with trees. Are you going to be a tree that's in somebody's front yard? Or are we going to grow you on a tree farm and you're getting chopped down for Christmas? You don't know. It's a crapshoot.
They don't usually chop down cherry trees anymore for Christmas.
They do if you want to be a president.
Yeah, I know. And if you have wooden teeth, then you know what? The tree is saying, hey.
The point.
You with the teeth.
Pretty soon, I guess you'll be the last generation of catalogs.
Probably.
I have a feeling catalogs will be dead 5 years before you will be.
Oh, God, I'll have to buy everything on the internet.
No. I think you'll be incapacitated. I think you'll be beyond your ordering years.
Well, I'll probably have to blow in my little tube, which makes some device point to the letter I want to tell people what to order from the catalog for me.
No, I don't think so.
Well, because I like snazzy pajamas in the home.
No young person who's wiping your ass is going to fucking thumb through the catalog for you. They're going to give you like an
iPad. Is that what they're wiping my ass with?
Yes.
Old with catalogs.
Yes. They're going to give you whatever the equivalent of an iPad or a pod iPad is in 20 years, and you'll be fucking pointing with that.
Well, there'll be a chip in my head, and I'll just have to look at certain directions with my eyeballs, and that'll indicate what letter I want.
Listen, catalogs are stupid. Was there a point to this before we got on?
Not really. You just decided to lambast me.
Well, you gave me a reason.
No, by breathing in and out. That's the only reason you need. I just mentioned topics and watch you go.
Fair enough. Good thing I have that ability.
Yes.
So you were talking about like weird things that you people eat, but it's all regional. It's all where you're from and what your culture is. Like I used to go into my friend's house, who's Filipino, growing up.
Right.
And there was some awful smelling foods, but there was.
I'm sure.
It offended my olfactory.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And but to them, it was dinner. It's right. Just you know, it's just the way it is. And you guys squirm when gefilte fish is mentioned.
Oh.
To Jews, it's an appetizer for the afternoon.
I literally just got nauseated.
Right. It all depends.
And it's completely relative because I just pulled a can of sardines out of my purse.
Yes.
There's a story. And showed them to you when you went, ah, and you're the gefilte fish guy.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'm the gefilte fish guy. I don't know
gefilte fish man.
Hey, what's Rosenblatt got? Oh, the usual two jars of gefilte. No, I'm not really the gefilte fish guy.
I heard he got gefilte fish. Oh my God, is there a cure?
No, I don't think I'm the gefilte fish guy.
Yeah, well, you are in this room.
But I understand that due to cultures, it's acceptable to me, and I don't mind it. And I understand that you and Joe do not enjoy the viscousy gel that is around the gefilte. I understand.
There it is. There it is again.
But that's fine.
Father used to eat herring out of a jar.
Is he Scandinavian?
According to the DNA. The test that I took, yes.
All right, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Right, but it's all cultural, so that's why, like, stuff... Listen, it's going to be hard for me to ever think, you know what, wild boar ass is a delicacy. But I get it, for some it is.
When you were single, you did. Oh, wait, no, that was just your nickname
the
for that one unfortunate
right.
woman.
Wild boar ass.
Wild boar ass.
It's like Borat, except it's boar ass.
Wild boar ass, yeah. There are lots of things that I just simply would have to starve to death before I would eat. I wouldn't eat a tarantula. If it's edible, not doing it ever.
You know what? You fry it up. If my options are limited, I guess that's what I'm eating. If that's where I am. Now, I'm not going out of my way to do it.
No, no.
And I am much more adventurous at trying things than you and Joe are. I've gotten that way over just because I watch all these stupid fucking shows.
Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But I'm not looking to eat that. Like I wasn't standing there next to Jonga. You know, we're going back to the condo. We're gonna have a week here. Let's get some crickets. I mean, that never happened.
Wouldn't you like to have a little nosh? A couple of spicy crickets.
Hey, stupid! Put down the Pringles. We're gonna get some grubs. No, it never happened. It's not going to happen.
Wait a minute. Are those sriracha grubs?
They have sriracha grubs.
Jesus, I made that up.
But I'm sure they do.
I'm sure they do.
But you know what? You flavor anything enough.
Yeah, it's cool.
Listen, I drink soda. The chemicals, you break down the chemicals that are in soda.
Oh, I know. Look at this. Mountain Dew. This is going to kill me. Probably tonight.
Well, then no more catalogs.
No, they'll still keep coming. They come forever. They're still coming in the name of my mother-in-law who passed on a good 7-8 years ago.
Well, I want to be sure she's not going to order again.
Are you sure you don't want these slacks with the crease like sewn in? You sure?
Grub? All the chemicals in soda. You would say grub because at least that was alive and that's protein.
At least it's natural and has protein.
Exactly.
In it. Yeah,
I mean, nobody should drink this filth.
I know, but I'm still picking that disgusting. I really don't like that brand. That disgusting soda over the grub.
What disgusting? You don't like Dr. Pepper?
No, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Why?
It's horrible. It's just I'd rather not drink anything. It's so, really nasty.
Okay.
But I'd really take that. As much as I despise it, I'd take that over a grub because there's something about its fat little body squishing in my mouth.
I thought those were your college years. Some of the things in your mouth are kind of shaped like a grub.
You said you'd never talk about that on the air.
Oh, girth to them? Squishing in your mouth when you did it just about right. I mean, if you think about it, you take jizz in your mouth.
Wait a minute.
We put awful things on our mouth. If you think of people, like, they stick their tongue in other people's ass. If you think about what we put in our body, where we put our mouth, a grub, not so bad.
And by the way, back up just for a second and speak for yourself. Don't put
me
in there.
I'm just saying, people, that's what they do. If you think about it, we're really not that picky. It's all about perception.
It is.
So you could wash off a grub, or you can eat somebody's ass in the name of sex.
No. Wait, do I not get to wash the ass?
But I mean, real, they're
washing.
Wait,
wait. I need a hose and some bleach.
Well, they had some bleach. Look at you, fancy.
I'm not just going in there unarmed.
No, but I mean, you're trusting that they wash their ass.
No,
but
I'm not.
After 5 minutes, no matter how much you wash an ass, after 5 minutes, an ass no longer clean.
Ass is 5 minutes. The... What do you think? It just spontaneously starts spurting out yuck juice?
They get funky. Asses get... Listen, there are certain things...
You have a sphincter so that doesn't happen. So it holds in stuff
listen,
until you're ready.
There's a shelf life on this stuff.
What's the shelf life of your ass?
I don't know. I've never eaten it, and I don't intend to.
Well, if you were that flexible, you'd never leave the house.
I would leave immediately and tell everybody.
Run screaming, oh, God, I
How's my breath
own
smell?
Ass.
It's Tic Tacs and ass.
I tell you, buddy, Tic Tacs are doing nothing.
But I mean, if you think about it, oh, I would never eat a tarantula, but you'd put a cock in your mouth after the guy's been working all day. I mean, really, let's not be overly picky.
Listen, I would prefer a shower in between.
I understand. But you know what? Sometimes you just go, oh, he's worked hard. He's sweaty. He looks good. Let me get that hog in my mouth. Rum, num, 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 num.
Not saying it never happened.
But if you think about it, oh, against a sriracha grub, well, at least they flavored the grub and presumably.
No. No.
You know what? It's all perception. That's what I'm saying.
No, I get that. I totally get that. I'm just saying that there's some stuff that I can't. You know, it's like you watch the movies and they say that you suspend disbelief.
Sure.
And that's how you can, you know, pull yourself.
Yeah, but you know,
your
face to nose with sweaty balls. There's no hiding that. We know they're sweaty balls. We just got them off our thighs.
But you can I can talk to yourself about how much you love him, and now, and
maybe
you know,
you love to taste the grubs. Maybe you love to be adventurous. Maybe you love a buggy protein. I don't know.
No, Joe's girl gets it. She said that burst of gook when you bite in, gross.
Are we talking about Joe?
I'm wondering for a second. But how do you know so much about grub eating, girl?
That's what we call Joe, that burst of ook when he walks in.
Burst of gook when you bite in.
Oh, Joe's going to come down the stairs and be, oh, look,
it's the burst of gook. And he'll just shake his head like another fucking Tuesday.
Exactly.
I can't get away from this.
I mean, how does she know? Has she ever eaten a grub?
That's what I'm saying. She knows a little bit too much about grub eating.
But I'm saying...
But that's like, you know that I said to somebody at work, I don't particularly like that gum that like
squirts
in your mouth.
Dennis Ross joke.
Oh, really? Oh,
he said that joke.
Oh, I didn't know.
But like, he's like, hey man, I couldn't even be gay. I don't have anything against gay people. It's just not for me. I don't even like that gum that squirts in your mouth. Dennis Ross, may rest in peace.
Yes, And I didn't know that joke, but But that whole thing, I'm not particularly fond of that gum. And my girlfriend at work goes, well, that tells us a lot about you.
You used to love that gum as a kid.
Did you really?
As a kid?
Yeah.
I didn't know how fucking gay it was.
It's not gay.
Little guy.
It's gum.
Is it?
Yeah. It's just...
What squirt is it?
Wait a minute. It is just like liquid candy.
Sure it is.
That's all it is.
So is my juice.
No, that's what you're selling it as.
I most
is
certainly
that, is that
do.
Your tagline?
It's just liquid candy.
It's just liquid candy. It's with like, extra protein.
It's like fluff. It's white. It's sticky. It's just liquid form.
Oh, my God.
Have some marshmallow.
Wait, I need peanut butter to get this down.
That's fine. You can have that, too.
Fluff.
It's fluff.
Oh, my God.
Sure. I'm an excellent salesman.
Oh, my God.
I squirt marshmallows. Admit it. Even if you didn't like me, you go, you know what? I'd like to suck his dick. This I have to say.
No, you know what? I actually could not suspend disbelief.
You could. Go listen. Listen, I know we don't get along, but you have a sweet tooth. I got some.
Is it really a marshmallow factory?
I have to know. I got some. You're going
to
just close your eyes. Won't take long.
Here comes the sweet surprise.
You're going to love it. It's got a soupçon of salt.
How about you just blow that into some hot chocolate here? Because
I can do that, too. But you're going to have to prime the pump.
Hold on. We're going to have to get a plant, too. I see the ways this is going.
Sure. I mean, listen, I could sell it that way, and somebody go, sounds good.
Yeah, wait a minute. Salted caramel is good.
Sure.
Helping the lead.
Exactly. Now listen, anything can be sold.
You know, anything can be sold.
I put that shit in a catalog. You're down on your knees like there's no tomorrow.
Oh my God, this and tulip bulbs. Girl, good dream.
It's the perfect day. And I'll tell you what, you won't need rotator cuff surgery after you're done blowing me. There's the difference.
You know what? Yes, that's true.
I'm better for your health.
Yes.
Sucking the zikakin.
Sucking zikakin. Oh my God. And I lied about one of those things, by the way. I don't buy tulip bulbs.
She does suck dick, though.
What?
So,
what?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't even know how. So chicken eggs. Anyway, all
because right. All roads lead to dick sucking on this show. Did you notice that?
At least the roads I plow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's me. Anyway.
So, I made a mistake. Well, hold on. Program.
All right, tell me about your mistake, but first let me because we're gonna do the show's gonna be a little different.
Oh yeah, tell them. Tell them why.
Yeah. So things are different now. Joe's been eliminated. He's been written out. Now we're gonna have a Joe Curry character. It's just gonna be played by somebody else, a younger, more handsome Joe Curry.
Please stop.
What?
No, he's coming.
That gook.
Like marshmallow. No. His poor car.
No. So our national syndicator had their assets frozen.
Oh, that's terrible when that happens.
Apparently, they haven't had their shit for a few weeks, as luck would have it.
And I was wondering why I was having trouble loading things up to their website.
Well, no, I mean, it was before, it was...
That was just plainly a tech issue?
Who the fuck knows?
Who knows?
So but I think it's been since the end of December. They had issues. So a lot of that shit that we uploaded never got heard on the syndicate. So anyway... So yeah, they are. I'm talking to them, see what their next move is. Talking to some other people, see what we're gonna do. But for now, we're gonna go back to old school. We're gonna do three segments, a short break in between each one. We're not gonna take a bunch of breaks. I'm not gonna be FCC clean. Just
three
gonna,
sets of sucking and cocking.
Just internet radio rules. So that'll be fun. You know, we won't have to like limit good conversations due to time.
Right.
So. And that's what that is.
Yeah, so it's 3 hours of us losing our goddamn minds again.
And after the show last week, the three of us recorded some audio for a movie, a sci-fi futuristic movie.
This is really so cool, you guys.
And so they just wanted 30 seconds, but we gave it the full treatment. We probably did about 5 minutes on each topic.
Yeah. Well,
futuristic
yeah.
topics.
Yeah.
Futuristic.
Interesting stuff, too.
Yeah. But we did our show with these topics. So the same awfulness that you're used to, but
yeah.
We kept it FCC clean. But they loved it, and now I guess instead of 30 seconds, it's going to be sprinkled throughout the movie.
Yeah, which just shows what low standards they have. But we're happy about that.
We're going to be in the, I guess, the intro of the movie.
Yeah,
as well. There's going to be red carpet events.
Woo!
So maybe we'll go to one of them. And it's supposed to be a franchise. So next time, I'm told we might be on camera.
That's freaky.
You've been on camera before.
I know. I don't enjoy it.
We all suffer through it. Have some marshmallow. You'll be fine. But yeah, so I mean, so something that we just did to help out was very well received. So I know the name of the movie, but when it gets closer to being released, I'll start pushing it and pushing you folks in that direction.
Well, and also, I think it's premature because we just got finished signing non-disclosure agreements. Let's not disclose.
I could say the name of the movie. I wouldn't say what it's about.
Yeah, no. I
wouldn't
even do that because sometimes they're just working titles.
Yeah, I'm not going to, so fuck you.
Good. So you
and
guys
honestly,
are just going to have to wait.
And honestly, I don't remember. But I mean, I just, you know, okay, I'm not going to blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but so that was well received. All right. So you had an episode of the day program.
Yeah, well, it was just like I don't know if you've noticed this, but sometimes I tend to blurt. And
no.
No. And so,
never noticed.
I was alone with my boss, who's like, he's my direct supervisor.
Okay.
All right. And he's okay. He's not like my friend. He's just like a pretty okay supervisor.
Right.
You know, they all have their quirks that get you annoyed, but for the most part, he's pretty
decent.
So
I've been told.
Yeah. You know, they've, for the most part, he's pretty decent, but... You know, as much as, like, sometimes we're, we can be a laid-back kind of group, but we usually don't have a lot of cursing in the office, for example, just in case there's somebody that's not from the office, like, in-house for some reason. And so when Tara Bart, I was talking in, I was talking to him about a client, and he was agreeing with me, but I said, "That motherfucker!"
Wow.
Right, my boss! And I'm just so lucky he just skipped right over it. He never said anything. I wasn't
because
he
was
trouble.
Out of character.
Yeah, I don't know.
And drawing attention to it just makes it worse.
Right.
As we
right.
do on this show frequently.
Right. And we were alone. So there was nobody there
no,
to...
No, so it was fine. You know, it's like, all right, whatever. She had, you know, she had a bout with Tourette's and lost.
I did. I was just like...
Right, I don't think that's a big deal.
No, I was kind of just explaining to him something about how somebody had done something that was untoward. And I just said, oh, that, you know, I was pretending to talk to the person. I'm like, listen, motherfucker. And I went, oh, my God, I just said that to my boss.
He knows you're Jersey trash.
Well, he's Jersey trash, but it's well hidden.
Yeah, you know, you can't get the Jersey out of you.
No, you can't.
He's from Alpine. No, I don't know.
I don't know. But, you can, like, squeeze and not all the drops of Jersey.
So you had a moment of Jersey trash.
But I used one of the big guns. I did not throw out cocksucker, because I think that would have been worse. Do you think that would have been worse than motherfucker?
You know, I think motherfucker is overrated because really, we're only here because somebody was a motherfucker.
Well, I don't mean the literal meaning,
but
of
I mean that, but I mean cocksucker. I mean that's just done for enjoyment. So I would think if somebody's a cocksucker, you know what, you're doing it for enjoyment. Motherfucker, you're just procreating.
I think
because of that, cocksucker is worse.
I don't usually throw that one around. Motherfucker,
but to you, cunt is the worst.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
How about
no.
cunt sucking?
Well, as a practice,
no,
I'm very pro.
Like, you never hear anybody go, oh, you know what? She's a real cunt sucker. Nobody ever says that.
I've never heard that.
You know what? I'm going to make that a thing.
Oh, God.
That should be a thing.
It should be a thing.
Well, yeah, because this is like the Me Too time and the women's rights and everything. Why should it just be cocks getting sucked?
Well, exactly.
Cunt sucker.
Yeah, I know, but why use it as a bad thing?
Use cocksucker as a bad thing?
I know.
I'm giving it the equal treatment that you've been fighting for.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Yes.
Well, Joe's girl agrees with me. The cocksucker would be worse.
Yes.
If I throw that out there.
She agrees with me. I said
it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it would be worse if I had that. That doesn't just roll off the tongue as
sure,
easy
it does.
As motherfucker
cocksucker.
For me.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Lovely.
But not for me.
Now try cocksucker. Try it.
No, I don't want to.
Try it.
What do you mean as an abstract word or as
just
a.
Try it. Say it. It's fun to say.
No, it's
try
not.
Try it.
I don't want to.
It's either that or marshmallow. Those are the choices.
We'll argue during the break. No, but she wants to know, what did he do? His eyebrows slightly raised. So I know I didn't get away with it. It was but he didn't say anything. And I haven't been reprimanded at all, you know, because they're big on the reprimands, both verbal and written. And I didn't get anything happen. So
everybody gets one.
I think there was one.
Everybody gets one.
I think there was one. I just got...
Everybody gets one.
Because we were alone.
You're fine.
If I
you didn't embarrass anybody. Just yourself.
Yeah, just myself.
You're fine. Nobody caught it. You're fine.
No, okay. Trucker Tom wants to know, wouldn't twat liquor be more accurate?
No.
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 No,
well, no.
There can't just be licking. There has to be sucking.
No, Tom. No.
No.
No. Men have died. No. Because, you know, the women want equality.
Yes, we do.
And cunt sucker is the equivalent to cock sucker. This should be a thing. I will make this a thing. This might be a shirt I sell after shows.
Oh, my God.
Cunt sucker should totally be a thing. I can't believe nobody's thought of this before.
I can't believe nobody's thought of this before. Really?
Yeah, this is good. This is good. I feel like I've contributed to society.
But see, I would prefer pussy sucker.
No, but it's not about that.
Yeah, but women react violently to the C word.
That's not my problem.
Well,
my
problem.
You
want
listen. You want equality. Not everything is great about being equal. You know what happens when you're fucking equal? Pay for your own fucking dinner, you cunt sucker.
I knew you. Wow.
You see? Because now that you want to be equal with us, which I believe you should have. It should no longer be understood that the first time we go out as a couple, I am paying. You want equality? I'm going to give you equality, both the good and the bad.
Actually, I'm down with that because then you don't expect dessert.
I expect a little cocksucker.
I know you do.
Have some marshmallow. You'll love it.
You just said first dinner. God damn, you're pushy.
I'm very irresistible.
Is that the reason?
Yeah, you never really got to see that side of me, but yeah, I'm quite irresistible.
Okay, I'll have to believe the wife.
Hey, you weren't talking to any of those other losers in our comedy class. Who were you talking to?
I know, I was.
You were talking to me. And you know what? You would have had some marshmallow if I didn't have a girlfriend. Let's be honest about it. There would have been some marshmallow, some disgusting gook, and some cunt sucking. That's what would have happened.
Phew.
See?
Oh, thank God, wife. No.
Wasn't wife at the time.
No, she was girlfriend, but she was...
But cunt sucker should be a thing.
Yeah.
Twat liquor, I feel like, already was a thing. I feel like twat liquor's been out there.
What? No.
No, but cunt sucker.
I don't think so.
Yeah, cunt sucker. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yes, please.
I like this a lot.
Oh, no.
Like, you ever go through your day at the end of the night when you like lay down and you go, did I do anything today? Did I accomplish anything? A lot of people do that.
This is the thing you're going to bed on and like, gonna, like, put your head on the pillow and get a smile on your face because you accomplished this?
So far, yes.
You know what? I'm not going to be a hater about it.
You can't be.
No, I can't.
You shan't be.
No. Yes. Oh, God, me too.
You wanted a movement. You got a movement, Missy.
No, that wasn't the movement I was looking for.
Well, that's what you got. Cunt suckers all around. Love it. Love it.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Most I've ever said cunt. I'm not usually a fan of that.
You know what?
I like cunt sucker better than cunt on its own. I actually feel it's a lot. It actually softens the cunt.
It does.
It does. We're
like a caramel.
I feel like cocksucker hardens the cock. Cuntsucker softens the cunt, if you think about it.
I think that's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. Think so. Hmm. Okay.
You're welcome, world.
So what's going on?
It's amazing I don't have a serious news program.
Oh my God, you're so Dan Rather tonight.
You know what's funny? A story that we were going to do, and hopefully we'll do next week, about somebody that was in somebody's administration. Said all these horrible things on the fucking internet.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine when I get hired for a government job?
It's not happening.
Well, we saw the resume. Everything looks good. An upstanding member. No arrests or anything. No wife beat. Oh, cunt sucker.
Oh. Multiple times.
He must resign.
Look at this. Look at this cash photo of his website selling those shirts.
Honestly, you would be hard pressed to find the awfulness that this guy said, and we'll do the story next week.
Yeah.
From the things I've said, and I've said a lot of awful things.
Yes.
The only time that comes to head that would be the equivalent is when I talked about good rape. And during your rant, that would be the only equivalent. You go, all right, he's being an asshole. He's kidding.
Yeah,
and I was kidding then too.
You were. You were just like, you were on this hellacious rant.
Yes,
you went for like a good solid 10. You did a solid 10.
That's all I got. Joe would be here 3, but he's not. So,
and I don't know if he was a jump on the Mr. Good Rape bandwagon.
Right, but I'm saying like I would go, all right, you know, he probably shouldn't be responsible for things.
No, not that.
All right,
no.
All right, I got a bunch of things, a couple things I want to talk about. I'm not constrained by the clock.
No.
I got did you get this letter from Twitter? I got a letter from Twitter, an email from Twitter.
No.
As part of our recent work to understand Russian-linked activities on Twitter during the 2016 U.S. presidential election, we identified and suspended a number of accounts that were potentially connected to propaganda effort by Russian government-linked organization known as the Internet Research Agency. Consistent with our commitment to transparency, we are emailing you because we have reason to believe that you either followed one of these accounts or retweeted or liked content from these accounts during the election period. This is purely for your own information purposes and is not related to security concern to your account.
Wow.
We are sharing this information so that you can learn more about these accounts and the nature of the Russian propaganda effort. You can see the examples of content from the suspended accounts in our blog if you're interested. People look to Twitter for useful blah, blah, blah. So it goes on and on. The only thing I could think of is if you follow me,
right,
I will follow you back. And like you'll get like these porn like bots or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes I would just like follow them back blindly. That's the only thing I could think. Because I don't like or like too many things on Twitter.
I don't have a lot of followers, or I don't follow a lot, but I do. If somebody likes me, I'll look at their Twitter, and if there's nothing that I find like grossly offensive, I'll look at what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't even do that.
Oh, well, no, I vet the ones.
I don't vet. So I'm not, that's probably what it was. I just found that was kind of interesting. Nothing major.
Yeah, but that is very interesting that they're even trying to do that.
It's good. It's like, hey, you're an asshole. You're an asshole. You can't tell. You can't tell what bullshit is. That's what you are. Yeah, there's 140 characters, and you couldn't determine bullshit. You got fooled by a Russian, you cocksucker, cuntsucker. That's what you are. That's pretty much what Twitter said to me. And you know what? They're right.
By the way, Trucker Tom said, can you imagine how many times CNN would have to say "sea sucker" on TV when discussing the story about you?
You know what? I'll tell you what, Tom. I know I'm a little left to your politics, but now we have a reason for you to make sure I get elected somewhere. just for that episode of Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper, like having to discuss why I had to resign in disgrace.
That would be amazing.
It
just hearing that. Also, he said he can see you on Gloria Allred's National Apology Tour now.
No, I would never do that.
You would not apologize.
No, because I've always said, we've talked about this, I've always said, listen, I say awful things.
Yes.
Most of them are jokes. It's up for you to figure out what I'm joking about.
Right.
And what I'm serious about. I'm not going to go through everything.
No. I mean,
you can tell when I'm being, most people can tell when I'm being serious.
Yes.
And when I'm being ironic. And if you can't, you know what, then don't vote for me. I would not apologize if I thought I did something wrong.
Right.
But you know, I might give one of these half-assed ones, I'm sorry if you're offended. But then I'd probably go, not really. Yeah. I probably wouldn't even go, you know what, I don't care.
No. But do you
I'm
think,
a straight shooter.
But this is sort of like, not the whole thing, but just, if we could just say, I was thinking about...
voting for me?
Well, yes.
By the way, we've established I'm not allowed to run.
Well,
I would run.
You would run, but you can't run because of all this stuff. But
no, I would run.
You would, but you can't because...
I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
The family won't let me.
No.
I'd run. I'd be very good, too.
I think you would.
I'd be good.
Yeah.
I got a good heart. I got a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm good at a debate.
But I think that you would get frustrated with people and be like a little terse with them.
I'd be a little Chris Christie-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That you plays know? In Jersey. But you know what? It's a different world now. That played in Jersey for a while. It plays for Donald Trump.
It depends on what you're saying,
listen,
too.
Listen, we've had candidates beat the shit out of reporters and get elected. It's a different time.
I know. That's insane.
It's a different time.
It is a different world.
I mean, we're now living in a time where our president, while married a decade ago, allegedly paid a porn star hush money shortly after his wife gave birth to their child. Fine, whatever. And now she's doing a tour at strip clubs, not talking about it, but they're fucking promoting it that way. These are the times we live in. So really, me saying cunt sucker and it tastes like marshmallow, not so bad. Not so bad.
No, they're not really harmful things.
I think the evangelicals could get behind me.
Oh, no. Because you're spraying marshmallow everywhere. They don't want to get hit.
Yeah, there's no abortions. No abortions.
What?
If everybody's swallowing marshmallow, there's no reason.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
but I don't know that they believe in that.
I don't know that they don't. Well, what they believe and what they do, whatever. But I don't want to get into that. But anyway, so, yeah. So that's a good reason to get me elected, Tom. I know I'm a little left of where you are politically, but you're right. It would be fucking entertaining. And I really think at this point that should be our motivation.
Well, he's saying that this is your shithole moment, you know.
Going on 7 years of shithole moments.
Yeah.
That should be the new T-shirt for the show.
Yeah. 7 years radio.
Seven years of shithole moments. Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad. I'm not going to run from that.
Well, Tom just said that's what you were saying before. That's because reporters, in quotes, are now no more credible than politicians in this country.
I don't believe that.
I don't agree.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get into all that. Listen, now, some quote-unquote reporters are that way. You got to consider the source. You got to look at what happens when they are caught in a mistake, how they react.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to discern between opinion pieces
right.
and factual pieces. Factual right. pieces, you should be able to do the research yourself
mm-hmm.
and find out if it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Opinion pieces... You know, they're going to put quote-unquote facts that might not be true. They're going to leave out other things. I mean, there's ways to do it. It's harder now.
It's an op-ed, though.
They've
always had those.
And like, and with the Stormy Daniels thing, I mean, just, it was first reported in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, that's owned by Rupert Murdoch. The Wall Street Journal is hardly a left-wing tabloid.
No.
So, whatever. They're the first ones that reported that the Trump campaign, or his lawyer, excuse me, paid for the hush money. And you know what? This would sink other presidents, but it's all baked into the cake with this one. We kind of knew.
Yeah. Well,
nobody thought that Donald Trump's a swell guy.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say that.
Some people did.
I shouldn't say, yeah. A lot of people, they voted for him for whatever their reasons were, but this wasn't out of the realm of possibility.
No. Yeah. I really
don't care.
Well, there's some people that are like, well, morally, I don't care what he's like as long as he like is padding my pockets.
I don't give a shit about this, to be honest with you. I don't care. I don't care at all. It's Melania's business.
Oh, I mean, about the Stormy,
but it's just like, I'm finally, I don't give a shit about this. But so I'm tired of hearing about, well, Bill Clinton got his dick sucked in the White House. I didn't give a shit about that either.
I really didn't care about that.
Yeah, exactly. So that so I am consistent. We know Kennedy was we knew Kennedy was fucking around in the White House.
Yeah, no. I have to step back on what I just said. I didn't care about him as like the president. I don't, you know, if he's having sex with when he's the president, as long as he's, you know, keeping his eye on the prize and doing the work he's supposed to do.
Right.
But it as a human being,
not happy about it.
It took him down a few pegs.
Sure. Not happy about it.
Yeah, no.
You know, and now you look at all the other, like, now because of what's come out, and you look at all the other allegations about Bill Clinton. I used to like Bill Clinton a lot, and I was like, I don't need to hear from you.
Yeah.
But I'm very consistent with that. I'm like, I don't need to. For me, Bill Clinton can go away.
Yeah.
Donald Trump can go away, along the same reasons for me, because the same thing. 19 people aren't coming out in line. We've talked about this before. Are some of them on? Quite possibly. Bandwagon jumpers. I don't think 19 people are doing it.
No.
And just like, you know, with all the allegations against Bill Clinton, were some of them politically motivated? Probably. Did he do some of these other awful things? Probably.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, I don't want these people as president. I like to have somebody like Obama, George Herbert Walker Bush, even George George W. Bush to a degree, like where you go, all right, well, they seem to be. Listen, I didn't like his politics.
Yeah,
so I don't
I'm shaking my head at Devin.
George Herbert Walker Bush, Barack Obama. Well, there's certainly things I disagree with their policy.
Right.
And I don't like how they ran the country, whatever it is.
Right.
And I don't like the political decisions they made, and I don't think they were in the best interest. But that's a different conversation.
You're
but if you look at the way they lived their life, go, you know what? Good people.
Yeah.
You know, you look at George Herbert Walker Bush, veteran. You know, you look at
disappointing if he's playing grab ass with everybody
his
wheelchair.
Talking about
days.
Before that,
yeah.
Right? Barack Obama did a lot for his community. You know, seems to have raised a nice family. Seems to be good. Like you can look. You know, I look at Bill Clinton. I look at Donald Trump. I don't see that, and it disappoints me.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
You know,
it's not. I'm disappointed. And I don't know if it has to be a requirement, but I'm disappointed that the highest office in this land is not bringing, in my opinion, the highest caliber of people now.
Right, right.
That's the decision. But that's me. Other people can overlook it.
No, I agree.
But I'm consistent. I'm not one of these people who go, well, it's okay if my team does it and the other.
Oh, no. No, it's not. It's not.
That's why I said, like, Bill Clinton could never run now. Well, I shouldn't say. You know what?
He probably couldn't.
He probably could because Trump did too. Bill Clinton's got that charisma. Some of these people have. Nothing really stuck to Bill.
Right.
Nothing really sticks to Don.
But I have to think that. Clinton would have gotten stuck with all of the sexual improprieties.
I understand that, but I'm saying he's so good, and the Democrats want to win so badly.
Right.
Like if Bill Clinton was running against Donald Trump,
it would be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, you know, they've both done some naughty things.
Yeah, they sure have.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that, but I don't want to get into all political things.
Tom said that. The first thing he said was, that's because reporters are now no more credible than the politicians in this country. And then we talked about it. And they said, but now everything is an op-ed piece. No one in MSM has an unbiased view and just reports on actual journalism.
I've said this before. I go, if you want unbiased stuff, and I'm going to get blowback on this. I go, you could go to PBS. You could go to Reuters.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? Associated Press.
Yeah.
There are places that put out essentially dry information that you can read. But we all flock to the Fox News page or Morning Joe with MSNBC or Rachel. We all flock because it's more entertaining.
He also mentioned those.
Yeah, and we all go, yeah, that's my team. They're saying what I think. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
And that's why people advertise on them because we're watching it. Don't blame them. I say blame us.
Blame us because that's what we had an appetite for.
You didn't like our choices between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Blame us.
Yeah.
There were 16 other Republicans. There was other Democrats that ran. These are the ones that we felt should represent those two parties. Don't blame them. Blame us.
No, but sticking with the whole journalism thing, do you think anybody would sit down and watch Walter Cronkite these days?
No.
His ratings would suck.
Unless somebody was giving a lap dance.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a reason why all the Fox News chicks are hot.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're spouting bullshit, but you can't turn it off. And all the guys look like himbos. Unless they're old fucks that have been around forever, and it's usually old men that they have around.
Yes, they don't have old women.
It's young, good-looking people. Now you see the other networks trying to listen
the same thing.
I've talked about my crush on CNN, yes. Minus the eyebrows. Do I really give a shit what Wolf Blitzer knows? Says no, but Rebecca Berg is on, and I like looking at her. Is she talking? Possibly.
Thank you for admitting you're just as shallow as the rest of America.
I am. I am you, America. A marshmallow dealing cunt sucker and son of a gun.
Oh my God!
No, but that's what it is. So don't blame the media. Don't blame the politicians. We're the ones. It's us.
We got the America we deserve.
Listen, I've said it time and again. It'd be much easier. Listen, we'll just throw out Kumia's network out there. Mm-hmm. If I could go tomorrow, and go, you know what? Fuck this. Trying to be fair.
Right.
Me and Pip are going to dummy up with our left-leaning views.
Oh, my God.
We're going to agree with pretty much what Joe says from now on, because we're going to go on Compound Media, and he has a lot of right-wing fans, mm-hmm. and when we talk politics, it's going to be all right-wing, mm-hmm. and we're going to add our brand of humor to it. We could do that show.
Your little bits of my soul just turned black.
Like, there's formulas to do this shit.
I know, but
We don't want to. You could turn on PBS or read Reuters, but you're going to Breitbart or Politico or Axios, you know, wherever the fuck.
Instead.
Because it's a little bit juicier.
Well, people want infotainment.
Yes.
You know?
Which is what we've always prided ourselves on. Well, listen, how can we get away with talking this scammer shit? It's very dry for the most part. But we had entertainment to it.
But we made it silly.
Exactly.
In some ways.
And
informational.
That's what the news is. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
No. And but we're not trying to be hard-hitting journalists.
Listen, that Michael Wolff thing, that book, which I want to read.
Yeah.
He's not an esteemed journalist.
No.
We know there's sensationalism in there, but we want the dirt.
We want the dirt. Listen, when I'm sitting down in the diner and I'm having my omelet, where do I turn? I mean, go to page 6 first.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, we're to blame.
Yeah.
Don't blame Donald Trump. Don't blame Hillary Clinton. That's us. We put them in those positions.
I like to see the gossip first.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in current events, but I mean, I do want to see the juice.
You know what's funny? I was straightening up today.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, and I just started laughing. Donald Trump's our president. Like, usually.
I just hit you now.
No, because usually I'm so upset by it and everything. But if you just think about how fucking ridiculous. The guy from Apprentice. The guy that was always on page 6. The guy that called and said Marla Maples said, I'm the best.
Best sexy ever had.
That's the guy.
Yeah,
it's just she
ever had. Rather,
it's just funny. It's 60 million people go yes. It's just funny. And I'm taking the politics out of it. I'm taking about the policy out of it.
Right.
If you just think about who this guy is, what he's known for, he's a creature of the tabloids.
Sometimes, you know what? You've seen the movie Idiocracy.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes it hits me so hard how much real life is, like, lining right up with that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared. He's like, what was the name of the guy? Not Macho Camacho. That's really somebody.
Camacho. You know, the guy who was,
like,
the president.
Yeah, the guy who
was
president.
He was, like, a former wrestler or gladiator or something.
And it's like, holy shit, we're living that life.
Yeah.
We're really there.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But that's fine. That's why it's like, oh, you know, I understand Tom's frustration. He wants news. I get that.
Yeah, I get that too.
But most people don't.
I just get sick of when I'm like, you know, they do puff pieces and it's obviously.
You know what? I would take a puff piece at this point. Just like sometimes CNN will do like a feel good story.
Yeah.
I'll take that over all the Trump stuff.
No, that's okay. That's
you know,
all right.
But here's the thing. I'll post something about Trump and it'll get a bunch of reactions. I'll post like a nice human interest story
mm-hmm.
about something that's nobody comments.
No, I know.
Nobody cares.
I know.
It's like,
I know.
Okay, cause we like
but that's it. That's the true.
And as Americans, we feel it's our right to be outraged.
Yeah, we're allowed to be.
Sure. They're like, oh, I want to be outraged. So we keep on reading shit. It's like, all right, now I'm not going to read my team. I'm going to read the other team. How dare I? Can't
oh,
people believe
you.
This tripe up? You know, whatever.
Well, you know what? I was watching Fox the other evening, and they had one of those, you know, trite pieces where it's like man on the street stuff.
With Jesse Waters?
I don't know.
Oh, he's the worst.
No, it was a blonde. It was a young blonde woman.
Okay.
And she was going over and asking
people. Let me tell you something. Fox ain't hiring any old blonde women.
I know.
They move over to CNN. They get farmed out to CNN.
That's true. Or the local PBS affiliate. She was going over to people on the street, and she was asking them, you know, how do you think about what with the job that Trump's doing so far. And so very reasonable looking people are going, excellent, outstanding. I think, you know, they didn't have a lot of grist to what they were saying. They were just kind of, you know, one or two like sound bites. But then they had other people. Like, this person she walked over to was obviously, like, a street person. He was probably mentally ill. Yeah.
Okay, a street person. And maybe he was a performer. I don't know.
He was wearing a bandana over the bottom half of his face. And he's going, fuck Trump! Yeah, fuck him! And they're blocking out his fingers. And, you know, oh, he's a scumbag, whatever.
I had some free time.
So they had
a bandana.
So they had that. And she's going, yeah, do you? You think so? And she's got one of those Make America Great hats. She goes, you want this hat? And he's like, fuck Trump. She's like, it's authentic. It's going to be a collector's item. And he's like, fuck you. I mean, like.
But both sides, yeah. They want to portray the other side
and then I remember.
Booger eaters.
Yes. And then I remember seeing people who, you know, it hurts a little bit of my soul, but whenever they the liberal side of the media want to portray Trump voters, they always go over to the fattest person in the crowd with like rolls flowing out of their clothing.
That's the president. That's who they're asking.
And less teeth than one should have.
Let's be honest, though. I'll let you continue. Let's be honest. 6'3", 239, bullshit. Go on. That's
bullshit.
We all know it's bullshit. Come on now.
Yeah, come on. Somebody doesn't have a scale perfectly weighing. Anyway, but they always go over to somebody with, like, less teeth and, you know, all these rolls in their clothes. And, you know, they look like they're...
Because the goal
they
is
have
to
a chromosomal problem.
Dehumanize the other side.
Yes.
To make yourself look
and
better.
But it's so obvious. It's
but it's not. It's not if you're a fan of the team. I know. If you're a fan of the team, it's like, aha, I knew it.
yes, I know.
And I refer to it as teams, by the way.
Oh,
because that's what
it
is.
This is a football competition.
Because like if Obama was doing a lot of the stuff that Trump's doing, a lot of the liberals, not this one, would let it go. You know what? So it's your own team, and the conservatives complained about a lot less shit,
right?
That Obama did that they seem to overlook. But it's my team.
Yeah, I know.
Which is why people are going, no. You always say this. I go, no, I'm fucking consistent. No. These are my values. You might not agree with my values, but these are my values.
I'm consistent with them.
If it was quote my team doing it, I'd call bullshit on it, and I did.
Yeah, I know. By the way, Joe's girl said a little while ago that Joe will be here soon. He's trying to find a parking place. And then we yapped for a while. And then Trucker Tom says, where the hell is he parking, poor Chervis?
Funny. He could park in the driveway next to me.
Yeah, he doesn't know that nobody lives there. So he's having trouble parking the
he could
car.
He could park behind my driveway.
Well,
all right, well, fuck it. Thanks, tell him another time. What a fucking maroon.
I know,
anyway.
But I was like, poor right, Chervis.
We'll move on. That's
how
fine.
The hell does Trucker Tommy know where poor Chervis is?
All right, listen to the name.
Oh, that's right, Trucks. Yes, okay. Never mind.
You are that booger eater.
I lost a tooth.
Idiot.
I ain't telling you who I'm voting for.
All right, so I want to hold off for Joe to get here with the music thing I want to discuss. So we'll talk about the Facebook thing.
Oh, what's the Facebook thing?
So I think I've talked about this before. I find being unfriended or blocked on Facebook very annoying.
Yeah, I know.
I've talked about this before.
Yes.
And usually I don't realize somebody's done it until months, weeks, years later.
All of a sudden you look at your number and you're like, wait a minute.
Oh, but the number always goes down with me. I don't know why.
I don't know what my number is.
Number always goes down
with me. Do you know what your number is?
Well, I don't accept everybody. I have a lot of people in limbo. And
oh,
my shit's
you?
Set to private. I don't do it the way most comics do, but it's over 900. I know most comics try to max out, hit the max at 5. I don't do that. Anyway, so there was this comedian who unfriended me. And it's not because I had a fight with him. But, you know, maybe he did a purge. Anyway, so he helped me get into a club, and I gave him work.
You okay.
And I gave him work.
It's
but he was
normal comedian reciprocal things.
Right. But he was always an asshole.
Oh, okay.
Not like Joe, a lovable asshole.
Right.
No, just an asshole.
You just heard him at the door, didn't you?
Or the boogeyman. But no. But like things that would be like he was an asshole. People know he's an asshole. But it's like, okay, you can be a Facebook friend. But anyway, yeah. He blocked me or unfriended me.
Unfriending is not as bad as blocking.
Yeah, he unfriended me. I'm like, okay. Still on the phone because I don't delete anybody from the phone.
Right.
So then, last week, I believe it was,
I got a friend request from him.
What?
Has this happened to you?
No, but I've heard of other people where they you know, weren't friends, and then all of a sudden they asked to be friends again. It's like, why?
I don't know why somebody would do that.
I don't know.
Would you take that person back?
Depends on who it was. I mean, if it was somebody who did it by accident, because I know there's some people who are technologically challenged and sometimes do that stuff by accident.
How do you do an accidental unfriend?
I knew a guy who could not figure Facebook out. Just couldn't figure it. Hollywood Joe. I told you about him. We play his music here.
Hollywood
and
the
yeah.
fucking balls.
What?
The balls of people to give themselves nicknames.
I know.
Fucking balls.
But he cannot. He
hey, it's Suffolk County Curry coming. The fucking balls.
I know. Well, he's technologically.
At least Trucker Tom goes. Well, he drives a truck. I get it. he drove.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with. Oh yeah, because he was a trucker. But
he was like Ty. He's like, well, there's a bunch of Toms. I'm a fan of this, so I'm going to discern myself as Trucker Tom. Hollywood. Are you a big star in Hollywood? There's no Hollywood Cameron Diaz. It's just fucking Cameron Diaz. You know why? Because she's in fucking Hollywood.
Well,
you don't have to throw that in there. What?
He's a performer.
I understand that, but if he was any fucking performer worth merit, he wouldn't have to fucking put Hollywood in there. Just go by your fucking name.
You know what? People don't always get to just go by their name when they start. John Cougar Mellencamp. I rest my case.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Was he an old bitch? What the fuck is the Cougar Mellencamp?
It was the record company pressuring him to take that name eventually when he got a better track record getting tunes on the top 40. He said enough of that.
That's
look,
right.
Look what the Goop dropped in. All right, so at least there was a reason for
yeah.
that.
There was a reason. And that was before Cougar was used for old ladies.
It was always
trolling.
Used. We always knew what the old whores were. Anyway.
Holy crap.
Right, but your buddy, no record company said you should throw Hollywood in front of your name. He just fucking did
he
that.
He did that. He wanted to make
it. It's like fucking black comics naming themselves after natural disasters. Why? Because you're 350 and when you fall it feels like one? Stop it. Stop it. You have a fucking name. Use it.
What?
Earthquake? Typhoon?
Is it typhoon?
I'm sure there is.
I'll be typhoon.
Tsunami Joe.
You could be Spritz.
I'd rather be Tsunami Joe. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's sure cool, right?
And Asian-y. No, but your friend, zilch, completely dismissed.
Who's Hollywood?
Hollywood Joe. We play his music on the show. He came and stayed with me and Mr. Helix when we first bought our house together. He stayed with us. He was the guy that came and stayed in October for a week, and he was left right before Christmas.
Here's the thing. If you're really in Hollywood, you don't have to be a squatter in a friend's house.
Yeah, really?
That aside, he cannot figure out social media. He would open up like a profile for himself. Can't figure out how to get back in, he'd start a new one. He had like seven permutations of himself. He looked like a complete scammer.
Well, I don't think this person was that.
Okay. I know.
Because they know how to post like that got shows coming up on Facebook.
No, I know. It's not a technologically reason. You asked me why, I would, but anyway.
Right.
Go ahead.
So he is now sitting in the limbo that I put many people in, where I don't deny, I don't accept. You should just wait. Maybe at some point later in time, I shall accept the friend request. Chances are, never. Never, never, never. You left of your own volition.
Right.
I am very choosy in who gets to be my Facebook friend. It's not based on politics or anything like that. I'm just choosy on who gets to be my Facebook friend. You voluntarily left. You don't get to come back. This is my house, and the door is closed.
Joe, we're his friends.
Yes, you are. You're all, and by choice.
Yes, I know. I can't understand
that. Not everybody gets to be my friend.
Nice.
I have
Hollywood Joe can't be my friend.
Hollywood Joe can't find you. Can't find himself.
Hollywood Joe's lost on MySpace.
Funny, he's asking looking for Tom.
Even Tom moved to Facebook.
Yeah, he did. Even he said, "How the hell would it?"
Yeah, he's like, "Nobody's here."
All right, Zuckerberg.
Hello,
Zuckerberg.
Hello,
I can see.
No, so so am I wrong? Is this the right? Is this the right approach?
Limbo with all the unbaptized babies.
So somebody
unfriended me.
Right.
And now a comedian.
Right.
A little bit of an asshole. Always an asshole. now he wants back.
Yeah, fuck him.
Thank you. Exactly. There's enough comics that are doing mics at fucking diners that I'm not accepting. I don't need to accept this guy.
You know who books him?
Yes, and I can give you the names.
Thank you.
All right, so we agree.
Yeah.
All right. And I would never do that. First of all, I'm not an unfriender. I don't unfriend.
I unfriended one person. And that was Joanne.
Well, there was a reason.
I unfriended her too. I didn't want to see her.
I'm the only one who has the last connection to Joanne.
You're still friends with her?
Because I don't unfriend.
I don't
friend request, and I don't unfriend. Fucking Sweden. Switzerland. I'm very Switzerland.
I unfriended her because I told her for the 18th zillionth time. I told her don't, when I put a post up, don't comment.
You could just block her from your post.
I just don't comment. Just don't block.
I don't want to talk to you in the living room, and I don't want to talk to you on Facebook. Yes. Your opinions mean nothing. Now, good night.
good night, sir. Good day, madam.
Yeah, I didn't want her like stalking on my page to find out things about you. So I was like, yeah, no.
I got to tell you, I don't post that much about Joe on my page.
No, but there was.
I'm not giving Curry updates. Guess what Stupid did? Now he's upset about garbage bags. Let's all discuss Joe's anger at 5 cents. Come on, everybody. This is what Joe's up to. No, that update's not happening. Ooh, you know how you think Joe might be racist? Meet his fucking family. Those updates are not happening. But there seems to be one who's very liberal of what Joe's family. I'm not giving blow-by-blow updates of what's going on in Joe's fucking social media.
No.
It's just not.
No, nor am I, but I didn't want. Well, I.
You know what the updates are? Joe's doing a show for me, or we have a radio show tonight. That's pretty much. And then whatever else Joe does, that's because he comes onto my page and we discuss things on there. But yeah. There are not updates on what's going on in Joe's world.
No, I didn't mean something like that. I mean, I posted something.
Maybe there should be.
It was on the periphery.
I like the way you said, like, you're teaching me a lesson. Like
not
I've,
you.
Like I've asked. No
not you. I'm talking to her over there.
Right, okay.
Her over there. I've got a name.
Her over there.
And it's cunt sucker.
Hold on. That was
I've created a new word and we all love it.
We all?
Cunt sucker. Because in honor of the whole Me Too movement, they all want to be fucking equal. We had cocksuckers, and now we have cocksucker.
Right. Yeah. Wait, only a little while in college.
She takes off her glasses.
I'm beating her down.
I have to rub my eyes, and I can't.
You will.
But, no, I'm saying that there was, I don't remember the discussion. It was inconsequential. But all of a sudden, she jumped down and put in her 2 cents, and I'm like, what the fuck, lady? Go away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're divorcing my friend. Go away.
Yeah, no, she'll do that.
I didn't want that.
So I unfriended her, too.
Yeah. Right. Well, you did more than that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did the big unfriend.
The big
yeah.
unfriend.
Got a lawyer.
With lawyers and everything.
Got a lawyer, a real estate agent. Moving van. Yeah, I got the whole fucking deal.
Harsh for a comment you don't like on your Facebook page, don't you think? Much.
Just click unfriend. Don't you don't have to go.
I've seen your Facebook page. It's not a bunch of happy campers over there. By the way, one of your friends is fucking dumb as fuck. I try to explain to him what you were complaining about. I go, no, it's not a state thing. It's a local thing. And he goes, but Cuomo. I was like, I can't. It's like Cuomo
is. This is actually a local thing.
I know it is. I was trying to explain it to him, and I took the time to explain it to him, and he still went back to Buck Cuomo. And at that point, I go, do I explain again? Do I call him a fucking moron, or do I just move on?
Move on.
It's like if I'm telling you it's a fucking county thing, and you know, if you want to be angry at your local politicians and figure out why they did.
I even wrote county in there.
I understand, but some of your friends are dumb as fuck. I don't think I'm breaking news to you. But it's like I can't.
How many Facebook friends do you have about?
I said a touch over 900.
Wow.
But that's not a lot for comics.
No, it's not a lot for comics.
But
what
I don't
about
accept
you,
it.
Joe? Do you have any idea?
You got like 1,500? Something like that?
I don't even think that. On Facebook, 1300? I don't know. On Twitter, I got 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah.
He gifted you.
Actually, he did.
I know.
No, he did.
No, I know. We talked about it. That's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I'm talking out of school. We talked about it.
Oh, by the way, we were talking about our personal numbers. 8. I forgot somebody.
See? And he gave me a crooked look because I couldn't remember. Yeah, it's hard to forget fuckers.
What?
We were talking about...
Oh, 8. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All of a sudden, I was lying about
I actually never asked
naming.
You. I never asked you the amount.
No, I know.
I didn't ask anybody their amount.
I offered that up.
Right.
But I was just saying...
Because some of us would have gotten in trouble if they made a disclosure.
Oh, yes, I know. I understand that. I understand that. So, I was sitting there counting and I went... Holy shit,
one,
totally forgot
one.
One
one-night stand. Two blowjobs. Three times in the ass. Four guys at once.
And a partridge in a pantry.
Yeah.
All right, well, sure.
One's running a train.
Wow. It's the only type of trains Jews like. Anyway, I move on.
Jesus.
He was not involved. He jumped off that train. probably smart the way things turned out.
Welcome to the Let's Make It Worse show.
All right.
You say something disgusting, and let's see if we can make it worse.
All right. So I want to talk about two bands really quick. Well, not so quick. Two bands that I like.
Okay.
Kiss and Bon Jovi.
Okay.
One of these bands I feel did something good.
Okay.
One of these bands, not good. Which band do you think did something good, in my opinion?
Bon Jovi.
I would say Bon Jovi, because Kiss is all up to all up. Let's try that again. Kiss is up to all sorts of things.
And apparently you think some of them are no good.
Yes.
So, yeah.
This is one.
It's a lot of money grab.
You guys are right. Bon Jovi. So this, I'm going to play the interview. This is overseas, I think in Mexico.
Okay.
And it's hard to hear, so I'll kind of set the stage.
Because it's in Mexico.
By the way, Mexico's not overseas.
Over walls, over fences.
I'm sorry.
Well, I said overseas before I said Mexico, because I didn't know.
I know. I was just being a douche.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Sorry, counselor.
What did they say in court when they take it back?
Rescind?
No. Will they do it? What is that?
Retract?
Retract.
Yes. I retract that last comment.
Technically, she's right. As far as being an asshole, she
right.
is. All right. Fine. Not overseas. Over borders that may or may not have a funded wall. How about that?
As long as they have solar panels on them.
Well, those are going to be at a tariff now, but that's a different.
I know.
Different fucking conversation.
It's going to cost billions.
So much, but we're not doing that tonight.
I'm sorry.
I'm talking about Kiss and Bon Jovi.
Okay.
So this is actually a couple years ago, but I guess it just came to light. So this guy is interviewing Kiss, Thayer and Singer. Yeah, Singer's the one that's alive, and Gene and Paul, and he's wearing an Iron Maiden shirt.
Okay.
While interviewing Kiss.
Okay.
Kiss is not pleased.
Oh, dear.
Kiss is insulted.
Kiss hates Iron Maiden for some reason?
No, Kiss likes Iron Maiden.
Oh, but they're insulted they didn't wear a Kiss shirt?
Yes.
Because Gene is all about the buckaroos.
Well, I will play the interview, and then we will discuss.
He's Mr. Merch.
Mr. Merch!
Merch.
If you had that one on the scoreboard, there's one. Right, Mr. Merch. Crank up the volume. Dance. All right, this is about a 5-minute bit. So,
Kiss in Mexico, estamos con Tommy Thayer, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Eric Singer, Kiss, un mes antes de tocar en Argentina. Thank you very much for doing this.
I have a question to ask.
What?
Kiss is K-I-S-S. This does not spell Kiss. Gustavo.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I picked this t-shirt specially to do the interview with you guys. I mean, it's not cool to wear a Kiss t-shirt doing a Kiss interview.
One second. It's very good.
¿Qué pasó?
I got a Kiss t-shirt.
He told me
how about
it'd be no
Iron
problem.
Maiden interview and we wear Kiss t-shirts. Is that
I mean,
okay?
That'd be cool.
No, you don't.
But I love a t-shirt. You have one?
Yeah.
I'll wear it.
Yeah. You can put it on backwards.
That's
the back.
That's what I did.
And you can put it on backwards.
To get a free Kiss t-shirt.
That's how you get Gustavo's very small.
Kiss
t-shirt for free.
What's the name of this
you show up
TV
with
show?
The wrong t-shirt.
The name is Borderix.
That's in the dressing room.
Borderix. So yeah, with an X.
Borderix. In our dressing room.
At the end.
Borderix.
Borderix.
So we can wear Azteca t-shirts while you do that, right?
No problem with that. You do
so
whatever
like
you want.
Un momento.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Come on, I do.
We'll get you a good t-shirt.
Okay.
You're 12. You're new.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm 12.
Like, come on, do you guys want every journalist wearing Kiss t-shirts? We're doing Kiss interviews.
I don't want them wearing other t-shirts.
It's illegal. Why would
yeah, you know.
Do you read that?
We love Steve. We love Bruce. We love Nico. We love them all. But you're at a Kiss concert.
It's a Kiss interview.
Doesn't show respect. You're in our house.
I don't want to be respectful.
Disrespectful. In our house.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. And we have a t-shirt that also says, I don't understand. You can wear that.
I don't understand why.
If you went to a Raiders game, you wouldn't wear the other teams. You wear the Raiders.
No Kiss t-shirt? Let's go.
Okay,
go. So we can do me a favor.
Okay.
Put your arms through the t-shirt. Put the t-shirt on backwards. You don't have to take it off.
I'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
We'll help you. Wear these t-shirts?
We took that band out on their first tour.
I know.
And AC/DC and everybody else.
You look so much better.
Much better.
Okay. Let's go. Well dressed.
I gotta ask you something, Jean Paul. These guys over here, Eric and Tommy, were ready before you guys. I mean, are they faster doing makeup and wearing the outfits than you guys? You've been doing it for 40 years now.
They told me to get ready 1 hour later than I was supposed to.
Oh.
So you got the wrong information tonight. So I apologize. But we're here. They're not faster. Sometimes he's much faster.
I want my t-shirt now.
We don't have
it. Yeah.
I have a present for you. We have a presentation. Here's a gift. Your own official KISS t-shirt. Here, I'll hold your microphone. Put it on, please.
I do this every time I go in. But does it mess up your hair when you put it on?
Let's see. Wow, magnifico.
What is it like?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm good.
Now you're looking good.
You want the best, you got the best.
Yeah,
KISS t-shirt.
Thank you, guys.
Everybody, you know, we take the same amount of time. Yeah. It's getting ready for, you know, the fight. You know, before you go in the ring, you go in the dressing room, you know, in the locker, you warm up. That's what we do. We warm up, then we go out to kick ass. That's what we do. We're the champions.
You know what? I want to ask you about the new album, Monsters, coming out next week. Mm. And when you say monster regarding KISS, I mean, I tend to think about Gene. He's been the monster, the demon. Does that have something to do with the album title?
Not at all. Trust me.
Actually, you know, you're the first person that ever brought that up so far. No one's ever asked us that, honestly.
That's you know, monster, I think he calls himself the demon.
Yeah.
Or El Diablo.
But Monster, the album, is big, strong, massive. It's so powerful. That's why it's called Monster. When you put it on, it's the most ground-shaking rock and roll album in decades. There's nothing as good as that. And I say that with, and I'm being humble. You know, I'm being humble, but I'm being honest.
It means
big and powerful. And it is those things. Have you heard it?
Not yet. Just one song, Hello, Hallelujah.
Yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of it's even better.
Yeah.
So they gave him the shirt. Oops, I don't want to play that right now. Stop on that. So, to me, completely douchey.
So douchey. Oh, my God. So full of himself.
Yeah, so he's wearing a Maiden shirt. Who cares?
If I was
Bruce Dickinson, I'd call up Gene Simmons. Really? Really? You know?
And then we took everybody out on their first tour. Did you?
Yeah.
I don't think you did. So, I mean, but was it disrespectful to not wear a KISS shirt while interviewing KISS?
No.
Doesn't it? Because if you are a, quote, journalist and you wear a KISS shirt, isn't it too much brown nosing?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the guy's a metal fan. He's wearing a Maiden shirt. You're interviewing with KISS. What's the big deal?
Should have worn a Britney Spears shirt.
You really would have gotten them up in arms. Well, Tom says, so they're bitching about the guy's shirt? Fuck them. Don't they have another farewell tour to plan?
Yeah, really.
I love that. Yes, good point. Joe's girl's annoyed. Wasting the whole interview on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. Well, I guess I'm the one who put it here.
And
he's
wearing a Maiden shirt. Maiden is cool.
And then make the guy fuck up. Gene's like, well, you can turn it around.
Oh, please. You know, it's so... And here's the thing, annoying with his merch.
I haven't seen KISS since 2003, I want to say.
Okay.
When they did the Aerosmith KISS tour.
Okay.
Killer t-shirt I got, by the way. People love that shirt. But I was like, yeah, and they've been around since. I'm like, you know what? It's not real KISS because they got two hired guns.
Yeah.
But then I was just thinking, you know what? Before I saw this, I was going, you know what? These guys will be dead soon.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Diamond just retired. Glad I saw him last year.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go see KISS. Maybe I'll go see KISS if tickets aren't outrageous next time they're around. Maybe I'll go see KISS one more time. They're still doing it. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed one of the two shows. Maybe I'll go see. Then I see this and go, eh, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would this stop you from seeing a band you liked? If Def Leppard did this, Joe. If you know, and Def Leppard's coming around, so they expect your money.
And I'll give it to him because they're coming around with Journey.
I understand.
And I forgot.
I understand.
No, not, you know why he says it like that? Because we're getting tickets, aren't we? We're getting tickets, aren't we?
I think I'm away, but you could check the schedule. Maybe I'll go. But anyway. But say Joe Elliott.
We're getting Dennis, too. We're going to get Dennis in on it. Dennis to get the tickets.
Say Joe Elliott is like fucking dressing down some journalist for wearing a Styx t-shirt. And you know, just giving them shit. If you saw, and being a dick to them, would you go, you know what, I don't need to see Def Leppard anymore?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I like Joe Elliott. I love Def Leppard. I'm a very big fan of his other band, the Down and Outs. Major league fan of those guys. But with Joe Elliott, there are nights he could sing and nights he can't sing.
No, but I'm just talking about being a douche. I'm like, so, assuming that you always liked the show.
Right.
This is a band that you really like. If it was Aerosmith, I would probably go see them because they're my favorite band. But if it's not my favorite band, like Kiss, which I like a lot, I have a lot of Kiss albums. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, yeah. It could make or break my decision.
I would still get their albums if I was inclined.
Right.
But I'm not going to go out and see them now.
Yeah, it would make a difference.
If it was who's your guy?
Winwood.
If you saw Winwood being a douche wearing who's irrelevant, Joe? Give me somebody who's irrelevant in music.
Irrelevant.
Spandau Ballet.
Yes. Meanwhile, letting what we do.
No, but
first your name is gay.
like if you saw him wearing a Joe Walsh t-shirt, like if you saw an interview where he's dressing somebody down for wearing a Bob Seger or Joe, I'm giving like contemporaries. T-shirt. Would you go? You know what? I've seen him enough. I don't need to do it anymore.
Because he's my favorite.
Because he's your favorite.
I would probably still go, but it would really irritate me.
How about if it's Paul McCartney, who you've seen a couple times,
right,
dressing somebody down for wearing a Queen shirt?
Wow. I mean, I've already seen him enough. I don't think I'm ever going to go see Paul McCartney again. So if somebody said, do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, kind of no.
So it would turn you off.
Oh, yeah.
It would turn you off.
Yeah.
I think unless it's... Now, like, if Aerosmith came out as fucking racist or homophobes...
Oh, God.
Then I have to go, all right, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going
to
stop.
Dude looks like a lady and has to be beat over it.
What?
Dude looks like a lady and has to be bludgeoned to death. That changed Davin's mind of following Aerosmith.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, really. It's like,
it's like, I guess I got a whole lot of shirts I shan't be wearing anymore. But I would still listen to the music, maybe turn it down.
when you're in the car.
Yeah, but I would stop going to see them if they did something that awful.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to associate myself with something really awful like
right.
that. You know, I mean, do I like the song Cat Scratch Fever? Yeah.
But see, Nugent, Nugent
but
is
I would never, ever go to see
I won't
him.
See. I won't see Nugent now because of that. Not that I was ever a huge Nugent fan. Like, the hard thing would have been for me, well, if they ever gets reunited with Damn Yankees. I like that band. Never got to see them. But now, because of Nugent, I would. But that's different. Compared to what Kiss did.
You want to know something, though? It depends on the artist's deal. What he's about.
Well,
this isn't
Kiss's wheelhouse.
Right. So, you know, but and also on the Kiss thing, did they come to visit their studio or was this at a radio studio?
This was, I think, at a concert. I think it was like backstage interview at a concert. They're about to go on stage.
By the way, while you're thinking about it, Tom says he'd wear an Ace Frehley or Peter Criss shirt just to shove
it
in their
faces.
Yeah, but
you know what? Gene's with Ace now. I mean, they reunited in 2017.
Oh, they did?
Paul's done stuff with Ace now. So, I mean, I understand. You know, you want to do so. Even Vinnie Vincent, he doesn't speak badly about now.
Oh, well, he...
Well, I was listening to Eddie Trunk's show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Not that he doesn't... It's still sour grapes.
Right, but it's not like what it was. I understand why...
There's still a lot... I heard the interview. A lot of Thorin that needs
to
happen.
When you go to a concert, do you think about what band shirt... Like, if you're going to see Def Leppard, are you going to put on your little Def Leppard sweatshirt if it's chilly?
No, I will buy it at the show if I think the concert is inside and I'm told on the way there it's outside.
You should probably look at the fucking tickets when you have it.
Look, that was my fault. I thought it was at the Wachovia Center, which is inside. I didn't.
But I mean,
know.
This whole thing, it's like you can't wear the band shirt. I don't like. It's in my head, but I don't put thought into it. Like, you know, whatever I grab, I'm gonna wear. If I happen to grab a Kid Rock shirt for a Kid Rock concert, so be it. If I happen to grab my Miami Sound Machine shirt for a Kid Rock concert, so be it.
You want to know something?
You'll take the beating.
I thought the interview was at a radio station or a studio where the guy happened to, he's a metal dude, he's wearing a Maiden shirt.
No, he's at the concert.
If he's at the concert and he's actually interviewing Kiss, maybe you should wear a Kiss shirt.
Well, but he said specifically that he wore that shirt to go to their interview.
Because he didn't want to wear the... Because he was of the school of thought that you don't wear the shirt of the band that you're going to see. Because there is that school of thought out there.
I would wear it to the concert, but if I was going to interview them, I wouldn't wear their shirt because it's like too like groupie-ish.
Yeah. You know? I mean, if you're going to... It kind of cuts down. How can you take him seriously? Not that he asked any great questions anyway, but if he was going to ask hard-hitting questions...
Well, not even hard-hitting.
Gene,
just like,
how long is your tongue? Have you really banged every chick? Are you really the smartest, Gene? I mean, really, that's the interview you would expect if he was wearing a Kiss shirt.
Yeah, complete
Paul,
sycophant.
You're the most masculine and feminine lead singer I've ever seen.
Feminine. Spandex suit with chest hair. That's hysterical.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, really.
The mass most masculine feminine.
thanks.
I mean, really. I mean, I get what he was doing.
Yeah, have you not seen Freddie Mercury? I'm just saying.
And by the way, you don't have, Kiss was just being douchey.
Yeah,
we
were.
They're known to be assholes.
Well, now Gene Simmons has been banned off Fox News.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, I guess he was like trying to play grab ass with one of the anchors or something.
That's odd.
That doesn't surprise. That's odd.
In Gene's defense, have you seen them? But anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? No.
What's it called? Fox News.
Right.
He's a long-term douche. He's never going to change his stripes. Right.
It was actually Paul that brought up the douchiness.
Yeah, well, they're both.
Odd that it'd be two Jews arguing about merchandising. Anyway, not really doing great by our people. Why'd you break those stereotypes, fellas? I guess we won't be seeing your tickets on Groupon. But actually you can. I remember.
Really?
Yeah, at one point, yeah, they weren't selling.
But anyway,
all right.
Get them.
What?
How do you think they get them?
Sure. So I don't think I'm going to see Kiss now if they come around because of that.
Really? That
if I got free tickets, I would go.
Right.
But I'm not. I
You're
don't
not going to throw money at them.
No.
Right.
Because God knows Gene would go chasing after it. But but now I want to talk about. Something I thought was very cool that a band did.
Okay.
So Bon Jovi's coming around. I've seen Bon Jovi twice.
Yeah.
I saw Bon Jovi open up the new Giant Stadium, MetLife, and I saw them open up The Rock in Newark. Saw them open up two stadiums. And they've come around. Now, when I saw them, they were with Richie Sambora's the original lead guitarist with the band. And then came around after Richie left. And I kind of, you know, well, maybe Richie will come back. I really don't. I want to wait till Richie comes. Not that it fucking matters.
No, but
I mean, would you see a band? Would you guys see a band if the lead guitarist was still alive but not in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens too often. And let
all right,
limit
so
you
would. So I kind of like gave it a couple tours. You know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go see Bon Jovi. I enjoy Bon Jovi. I don't need to go see Bon Jovi. They're coming around again. They're going into the Hall of Fame. Okay, you know what? Let me get some Bon Jovi tickets.
Okay.
I like the Bon Jovi. Finally a place I can wear a Nickelback shirt.
That's nice, Nana. I like the Bon Jovi. They're nice. I like the song Living on a Prayer. That's
that is nice. Like what he was saying.
Yes.
I like the Bon Jovi.
They're very old.
Yeah.
As am I. Not old enough for catalogs like this one over there. But but anyway, so I get the Bon Jovi ticket.
You get the Bon Jovi tickets.
I get an email the next day in my spam filter where all important shit goes.
Right.
From Ticketmaster. I get a free CD of the latest album.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Oh, you've heard of this before.
Yeah, I got that from Tom Petty.
And it really is the last album.
Yeah.
it was really nice to get the downloadable CD.
No, they're going to send it to me.
Wow, that's nice.
I'm getting the fucking CD, not even just a download, the CD.
Wow, look at you go.
All right, calm down, 16-year-old girl.
16-year-old girls don't listen to fucking CDs, stupid.
But, I know, but stuff what they did in the dead is...
I know.
No, you wouldn't be... Like, if Def Leppard, God forbid... Oh, Joe, well, you've fucking thrown enough money at us. We're gonna give you the CD. Wouldn't you be happy?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong to get all excited. I mean, you had to see me around Kip Winger. I was a 15-year-old girl Joe Curry.
You left a trail behind.
Yeah.
You.
Oh,
God.
Fucking whore. No, but I just thought it was cool. I just thought, you know, they don't have to do that. It's obviously, it's going to sell well, especially in New Jersey. I thought it was cool.
Well, you know what? I thought Bon Jovi was already cool for opening up the restaurant where people could pay what they could afford so that, people who of lesser means could come into the restaurant and eat. He's already been a decent person as far as charity and the likes, but Gene Simmons part with a nickel?
Listen, I just thought it was really cool what they were doing.
What's going to be interesting at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Richie Sambora is going to be there. Usually these guys play a couple of tunes, so it'll be interesting to see if Richie will play.
Yeah, he'll play.
Yeah, it's also interesting to see what will happen after. After
I was thinking about that.
Down.
The Hall of Fame is the kiss of death for the replacement players.
Fuck, we're going to the Hall of Fame.
You should have like the band and the old guys that
it's
are there.
It's girlfriend.
And right next to the replacement, like a vulture.
Yeah. No, it's like you go back to your high school reunion and you were the prom king and there's the prom queen and your wife's looking at you. You still got to think, no, not at all. And then you disappear with the prom queen for 20 minutes.
But you know what's cool? Like with
Guns N' Roses are still there.
Guns N' Roses, they kept the best of the new band and they had the key guys in the old band. It's kind of Richie Fortus is a very good guitar player. Was playing the Slash role for years and years and years. And it's nice that they kept him and he's alongside with Slash because they complement each other very well. So there are cases where guys come back and guys stay. Happen in Iron Maiden. Ironically, where they had the old guitar player that came back with Bruce Dickinson, and the newer guy said, "Well, I guess I'll be going." No, we're keeping three guitars in the band. You're still in the band.
Yeah, why not? I mean, the Trucker Tom is talking about Megadeth, and he said,
"I saw Megadeth.
He saw Megadeth plenty of times without Chris Poland, who was the original guitarist."
I don't even know who
guitarist.
That is.
I said, "I don't know enough about the band to understand this," but he said,
"Did the Nazis invade Chris Poland?" I don't know. Oh, no.
He said, "Honestly, they had better music with Marty Friedman than Chris Poland anyway." But I was saying that some people are purists about that sort of thing. It's like, you know, when Pink Floyd broke up, it's like, well, which Floyd do you actually want to go see? Are you going to go see Roger Waters?
Trump's favorite album? The Wall. Thank you. I just thought of that. Oh, really? That's not really that. That would fucking work someplace. That would work.
Yeah, but not here. All right. So.
Fair enough. Actually, it kind of did. Actually, the joke saver fucking saved it. So relax. Bails your stupid ass out plenty. So fuck off.
Well, immediately when...
like you haven't rolled out a turd that had a lot of stink to it that she chimed in with a fucking laugh and we moved on. So go fuck yourself, Joe.
Very self-defensive tonight, isn't he?
No, I'm just letting you know where you stand.
In a harsh yelling sort of way.
It's the only way you respond. I've been nice to you and it confuses you.
It's the only way he responds.
I give you free time, you get in trouble.
Please.
Nice, and I got a perplexed look on my face.
Please, he gave me 20 minutes on how catalogs make me old. So don't...
catalogs?
Yeah, reading catalogs.
Joe didn't want to fucking jump on you right now.
No, because I don't want to go. I don't want to bring the show back 45 minutes. You'll start barking at me. But, you know. But, you know, yeah, old Cal, yeah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Enough said. We can move on.
Stop. I just really quick. So let's stop for 2 seconds. Who's sending out catalogs?
Thank you.
Companies still do.
All right. I mean, there's a couple, like L&L Bean.
Yeah, you know, I get that.
You know, sometimes B&H sends out catalogs. It's pretty cool. But I don't...
The Vermont store. I get clothing
catalogs. Are we going to list every fucking catalog that's still in
circulation?
Do you go to...
gardening
catalogs. Do you go
catalogs.
To procure them, or do they just show up?
I'll tell you what, that was a real fucking wrestling match with that word, wasn't it?
We don't need a fucking play-by-play.
I don't know why you went with that word. Were you trying to sound smart? I've never heard you use that word, and your mouth didn't like
it. Because you're not actually buying it. You're getting it. So buying it is not the right word for that. You are maybe requesting it, I could have shot with. But procure would be the right word
sense. If you get an odd catalog and you buy from it, or you buy online and you use the catalog code on there, then they know about you, and they sell the list of people that they send catalogs to other people, and then I get all their catalogs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
She's
on the list. She's the one.
I am the one.
So Joe agrees. Old. Anyway. All right.
Well, nice when it shows up. Look at it. But if I'm going out to procure them, then it's old.
If your mailbox is still getting filled with fucking catalogs, I can assume there's a hearty amount of mothballs in your closet as well. There are certain things I know about you.
I literally, when you buy a tremendous amount of food at Wendy's, they give
No, I don't. I've never gone. I'm going
to
go to town. I'm going to treat myself. Let me have one of everything at Wendy's.
To a trough of Wendy's.
Yeah. What is fucking wrong with you? No.
No.
Can only handle so much, woman.
No, if you get the full salad, it's big.
Look at her look at her trying to, but it was a salad, fellas.
Nutritious. The joint, but it's all nutritious stuff.
No, if I go.
Yeah, you're a real herbivore over there.
Stop. I do get the big salad with the chicken on top, and then I get Mr. Helix his stuff, and then
his stuff. And whatever then, he eats.
Yeah, no.
Whatever shit I give him.
He loves the Baconator. So anyway,
somebody's gonna die sooner than the other. The cats are gonna have a treat. Which owner do we eat first?
Somebody's gonna die sooner than the other. I'm making a salad.
Well, he's like, if I get the chicken salad, then chicken salad.
Well, he's smart. You got the fucking benefits. So he's like, fuck. Let me fucking clog every artery now. She's got health care. It'll be fine.
He's no dope.
No,
but anyway,
he's not.
If your stuff is big enough, they give you this like giant Wendy's shopping bag. And
what
I,
is it like the Flintstones in the opening credits when they pull up in the
rib is Pip's salad. Let's go to Pip's house. Go to Pip's house. There's a lot of feline activity. Salad, a shitload.
By the way,
No, I'm busy. I read a fucking song.
You're welcome. I purposely went to your wheelhouse. I didn't know where. I figured we'd get an impression.
Right.
We got better than an impression, right. But I specifically went to your wheelhouse. So don't say I don't do stuff
all
for
right,
you.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of feel-on activity.
It was very good. Better than expected. Yeah. I expected a nice little Fred and Barney interlude because I know those are the half a dozen plus one voices he can do.
Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, I've never ordered that. I've never ordered so much shit at Wendy's that I had to fasten it in with a seatbelt. I'm sorry.
Anyway, I filled up one of those stupid bags full of catalogs when I got that many right before Christmas. I got that many.
Wow.
We're going to take a break.
All right.
On the break, new music from Maria Millis with Medusa. That's the song, Medusa. And I'm going to butcher this name, but Zeke. Kellitons. Yeah, I didn't. I don't know who puts together a Z with a K, but this band did. Z Kellitons with Don't Cover It Up. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little. We're going to update you on Craig Grant, Juliana Avalos' boyfriend. And we'll talk a little cryptocurrency. We got a securities expert coming on. And then we'll talk about comics in the news. So a lot more fun. And then we'll do some Ann Jackson. A lot of fun stuff ahead. Don't go anywhere.